Oh, really? I've talked with Donald, the co-producer and director of this, and we have never had as much support from a community on any film we've ever worked on, either one of us. We know it's a local Roanoke story, but still, everyone in this entire town has been amazing. I mean, from day one, the police, the fire chiefs, everybody in the city council met with us early on and said, we want to help you make this film here. And they put their money where their mouth was. I mean, they backed that up by actually helping us. I mean, they've given us, you know, the policemen have given us a liaison to work out all the different logistics needs we had. Fire people did the same thing, and fire departments. We've had, you know, the use of the police cars as we've needed them, helped us with any time we had to work on a street to keep our crew safe. It's just been amazing the kind of support we've got, primarily from all the departments, but police and fire are particularly here on this show.
So last question, would you recommend this to other filmmakers if they consider Roanoke?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we would. I mean, I know that not even if I came back, I know that I wouldn't have quite the support for a film that maybe wasn't quite so homegrown. But the fact is, people still here are overwhelmingly great. The community, the citizens, people that have been helping us in the local neighborhoods that we've been filming in, they've been very gracious and patient with us, and we really appreciate all that.
Was the story of Brian Lawrence, was it a compelling story to you?
Yeah, well, you know, it was. I mean, I heard 4 hours plus of Brian's testimonies because co-producer had interviewed him, and I wasn't in on the interviews, but I heard them all and I transcribed them, and I was trying to go, okay, where is the crux of this story? Because you always have to take a story. It's an amazing incident, what happened to him. The fact that he was kicked, he was paralyzed, and the fact that he was able to walk again. That's amazing, but it doesn't make a story yet. And so what really helped me in the story were all these little details I was able to pull out of Brian's life that he gave me. And then I sometimes took some of those details and gave him a little bit of a story polish to make it work better as an overall story. Some of the details are not exactly 100% as they happened, but we are quite true to what happened to him, and certainly the spirit of his story has come through. And so I was one of the things though that really impressed me most about Brian was his. As in the film, we call it stick-to-itiveness, right? He just was determined to walk again. And that combined with his, he had a great sense of humor and a great faith in God. And those three elements combined to really inspire me to pull them together into this story.